And it sounds like the start of a joke, but for my next guests, it's pretty serious business. Caitlin Wall is an alternative R&B vocalist, and she's currently studying an advanced diploma in music at ACPA, which is the Aboriginal Centre for the Performing Arts in Brisbane. Along with four opera cue artists, Caitlin travelled from Brisbane to Cunnamulla to run music workshops in the local schools. Caitlin and Mark Taylor from Opera Queensland spoke to Away's Rudy Bremer about reimagining a 400-year-old art form for a contemporary audience.
Opera Queensland has a long history of doing work in regional and remote communities. Basically, we go out and we work with a group of students from the schools in the area, introducing them to the art form of opera. But it's more than that. We, of course, know that opera is a 400-year-old art form that probably couldn't be more distantly removed from Cunnamulla as you can get. So it's about really looking at how this art form and I suppose just the skills that they develop from that can help them. So we've done this in Weipa in far north Queensland, Wilcannia and Walgett in New South Wales. And in those previous iterations, we took a student from ACPA and we found that really assisted us in engaging with that community and the young people, particularly being a young emerging artist. So we decided to do that again and we were lucky enough to have Caitlin come on board.
How do you get people to stay, like contemporary people, to stay interested and invested in classical music and opera?
Look, it's I suppose the big question for us, and it would be naive to think that it's not a challenge because it absolutely is. Whether it be selling tickets in Brisbane to engage with people in our capital cities, through to I suppose giving ourselves that even more ambitious challenge of how do you make this relevant to a group of students in a remote area of Queensland. What we really look at and where we find that link is the idea that opera, if we leave aside all those stereotypes around the person in the horned helmet and those things that the cartoons have sort of given us that idea of quintessentially what opera is, if we actually look at it is as narrative or story being told through song. And some of those traditional operas are such powerful stories that can be linked to our world today. But it's really, I think, about the power of the human voice. And it's something that, our First Nations people used in their singing through to this sort of very westernised culture. And how do we find that synergy between the two around sharing our stories? On top of that, it really is about that skills development. We see in our programs incredible growth in that confidence. Sometimes there's that concept of or notion of shame and the shame of presenting or embarrassing oneself in front of your community. And we find that by working with our artists who have absolutely no shame or into these vivacious people who just want to get out there and have fun, we often find that can be catching. And I think that Caitlin really came along and allowed, she told her story, the students told their story, and then we used this very traditional Western art form, plus Caitlin's own music, her with her guitar, to share everything that's wonderful about living in Cunnamulla, and those students absolutely came on board for that ride.
Because Caitlin, the style of singing that you do is a little bit more reminiscent of, you're an R&B singer, right?
Yeah.
Is it different to go from that style of singing into opera, like in a technical sense?
Well, when I went into this, I thought it was a huge difference. I thought to be an opera singer, you had to have such a huge range and be really loud and that sort of thing. But I've learned that it's not so much about that. And you know what? This experience has inspired me to pursue teaching myself. Like, I'd love to go and study teaching now. I'd love to be a teacher. So, yeah, it's definitely, I've learned a lot and taken heaps away from this trip. So I'd definitely do another one.
Tell me, what was your favourite part about being involved in the program?
Well, my favourite part of the whole week was the last-minute performance we did in the middle of Cunnamulla. We sang out the front of a news agency and you could just see that everyone in the town was like, oh, what's going on? They were coming out of their shops and everyone had their phone out. And, yeah, it was awesome, yeah.
Well, because originally the plan had been to perform as part of a big fete.
Yes.
And then you guys got rained out.
Yeah. So we had to do sort of change it up. And so we did one performance for Cunnamulla State School for all the students there. Everyone in the audience, they were just in awe. You know, they'd never really experienced anything like opera before. And then we did the second performance in the middle of the town. And yeah, that was just as awesome.
Has Opera Queensland gone to Cunnamulla before? Is this your first?
It is actually our first visit to the Paroo Shire in Cunnamulla, absolutely. And it's always nice if these projects are driven off the desire and the need of the community. We certainly don't want to prescribe where we want to visit. So we were actually contacted by the Paroo Regional Council, and they'd seen what we had done in Longreach a few years ago. ABC's Landline actually covered that, and it got some great conversations happening around, I suppose, these merging of art forms and how it can really assist in developing these students' confidence and risk-taking in the arts. So that's how it came about. So I went and met with some people from Cunnamulla, and the program was developed from there to make sure that it really catered for that community. There's certainly not a one-size-fits-all model across this incredibly decentralised state with towns that have such different, makeup. So it was great to work with this community for the first time. A big conversation that I had as the manager of this project with the Cunnamulla community, particularly around the decision makers in schools and in council, was that Cunnamulla's had some pretty bit of a rough time recently through some media outlets and focusing on some of the more challenging elements of the community. And I think something that we really want to do is celebrate actually the wonderful things that are happening there and working with these students that absolutely grabbed onto this opportunity and had the most incredible week and were there and committed. You know, sometimes in these remote communities, school attendance can be an issue. I'm delighted to say that every student that joined us from day one was there to perform with us on Friday. So showing that commitment and that willingness to see this project through, I think really is evidence that, the arts and performance and singing really, you know, can cross those boundaries and bring people together.
How many students were involved?
So we had 29 students in total, 20 from the Sacred Heart School and then 9 from Cunnamulla State High.
So it was, I think, a really important moment was bringing them together. That's what I loved. You know, this is a little town and you would think the two schools would, you know, they're so close to each other. But that moment on Friday where I really think that it didn't matter what grade you were in, what uniform you were wearing, if you mm-hmm. lived on a property outside of town or in town. Basically, we all just came together to make that sound and to perform together. The other thing is often, you can imagine, when things are cancelled, when you're in the arts, that's normally not a good thing. Mm-hmm. But as someone who, I've come from a teaching and principal background in remote Queensland, and I know that one never apologises for rain in Western Queensland. So that was something that was such a celebration for that community, but also illustrated the resilience. Within 45 minutes of the fete being cancelled, we had two performances locked mm-hmm. in for the community and for the school. So I think that certainly showed that buy-in. And as Caitlin said, phones out, filming, people wandering out of stores, tourists pulling up mm-hmm. to really have a look what was achieved across that week and giving that culminating celebration, which is so important.
And you know what? The kids were so excited and they did it so well. It was awesome.
And what are the songs that everyone was learning?
So there was Ode to Joy. There was another one called Funiculi Funicular. There was a crow. There was another song, but we changed the lyrics to be about a crow because there were that many crows out there. But I'm not sure of the original title of the song.
It was actually a song from The Tales of Hoffman, which is an Offenbach opera, and it's an aria from it. But Narelle French, our head of music, chatting to the kids and looking at the incredible wildlife out there, and there were a lot of crows.
Yeah, everywhere.
And so we actually, with the kids, reshaped the lyrics of that very classic sort of piece of music to be about a crow, which was great fun. Mm-hmm. Everyone really enjoyed that one. So I suppose giving it that Cunnamulla twist.
Opera Queensland's manager Mark Taylor and ACPA music student Caitlin Wall. And they were speaking with Rudy Bremer.